भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सारस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी मूकं कटति वाचालं पङ्गुलं गायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुविनतारिणम् हरे कृष्ण
those who have some problem with cold I think can shift into a non-fanatic zone we can make fanatic and non-fanatic zone because somebody might have problem with fan fanatic means zone with fan one maharaj was saying that once we were having a class with Badrinarayan maharaj so he came and said why the fans are switched off are you anti-fan so I am really sorry that you have to tolerate me for next some time, 1.5 hours. Actually, suddenly his guest Vidwan Gurang got sick today. He got some fever. Suddenly I had to come. So we already just saw in the last class, second canto, chapter 2, about text 1 to 22. 1 to 21 is finished. Now we start from 22. So already you saw the main theme of the chapter. And in this chapter, specially, Uddhava Acharyas are saying that specially two processes are given here for liberation. Two processes, two paths of liberation are given. One is called, Acharya says in Sanskrit, Sadhyo Mukti and Pramo Mukti. One is direct liberation and one is gradual liberation. One is very quick, swift liberation. Another is gradual liberation. So we have already seen the path of swift liberation or Sadhya Mukti until text 21. From text 22, we are starting the path of Prama Mukti or gradual liberation. Means they will go, they have desires, therefore they will go gradually. So before that, I will just, to summarize the whole process, I will just take this chart from the book Bhagavad Subodhini. So it is nicely explained here, elaborately given here, briefly. So Ashtanga Yoga process summarized here, text 15 to 32. So first the side about Yam, Yama, Niyam, Asana, Pranayama and Pratyahara means to give up family life and following the principles, sitting in one particular place and controlling one's breathing, Pratyahara. So after that, two things, two considerations. The main consideration is desire, one consideration only. Does that person has a desire for sense enjoyment or not? If he has desire, then what happens to him? He is called attached yogi. Then what is his, then after that, we saw that path, pranayama, pratyahara, dhyana, dharana and samadhi. What is his dharana ashraya? Dharana ashraya means the object of his meditation. So then his object of meditation will be the virat rup, if he has desire for material sense enjoyment still. Or if not material sense enjoyment also, we will see further on that. If he has desire for the post of Brahma and some mystic perfection and all these things, so then he will be called attached yogi and his dharana ashraya will be virat rup. But if he doesn't have any desire, then he is a detached yogi, then his dharanashraya or the object of his meditation will be the Paramatma, Paramatma feature of the Lord, Super Soul feature. So if he has desire, then his object of meditation is Virat Rup, and then he keeps on meditating on the Virat Rup. After that, if he is purified and he is free from desire, then again he takes up this same path of detached yogi. Detached yogi. But is it clearly visible? Not clearly. Okay, then we'll just explain it orally. If he has desire to material sense beatification or the post of Brahma and mystic perfection, then he will be, his dharmashra is Virat Shroop. After meditating on the Virat Shroopa, if he still has desire, then he will go through gradual, the Krama Mukti path. Then he will go through Vaishvanara Loka, Shishumara Loka, Mohara Loka, Brahma Loka, Satya Loka. And then after passing through the Satya Loka, then he will start piercing the layers of Brahmanda, the coverings of Brahmanda. The Brahmanda is said to be having seven coverings. The five Mahabhutas, Pancha Mahabhutas, Bhumi, Jal, Vayu, Agni, Akhitiya, Kotej, Bharat, Bhum, water, earth, water, air, fire and sky, ether. And then he pierces the false ego, Mahatvatva and Pradhan. After that, he directly attains liberation. This is about the attached yogi who is having desires. But if he doesn't have any desire, then he meditates on the Paramatma form of the Lord. Then he goes, he does Dhyana Paramatma, then Samadhi. And after that, he attains Brahman realization. And from there, Shat Chakra Yoga, or these six chakras are there, they uplifted from one by one. Then we will see all the visually. And then from Muladhara Chakra to Agya Chakra, and then he gets liberation. So this is the just main theme described from 15 to 32. So we will better recite the text from 20 to 32. Section by section we will recite the verses first. And then we will deal with the translation and purpose. I will recite to please follow after me.
Yadi prayasyan ripaparamishtham vaihayasanamutayat viharam अष्टाधिपत्यं गुणसन्निवाये सहैव गच्छेन् मनसेन्द्रियैश्च योगेश्वराणां गतिमाहुरन्ता बहिस्त्रिलोक्यः पवनान्तरात्मनाम् न कर्मभिस्थां गतिमाप्नुवन्ति विद्या तपो योग समाधि भाजाम् वैश्वानरं याति विहाय सागत सुषुम्नया ब्रह्मपथेन शोचिसा विधूतकल्कोऽथ हरेरुदस्तात् प्रयाति चक्रं नृपशैषुमारम् तद्विश्वनाभिं त्वतिवर्त्य विष्णो अनीयसा वीरजिनात्मनेकः नमस्कृतं ब्रह्म विदामुपैति कल्पायुषो यद् विबुधारमन्ते अथो अनन्तस्य मुखाननेलेन दन्दह्यमानं स निरीक्ष्य विश्वम् निर्याति सिद्धेश्वरयुष्टधिष्णम् यद्वेद परार्ध्यं तदुपारमेष्ट्यम् न यत्र शोको न जरा न मृत्युर् नार्ति न चोद्वेगरितो कुतश्चित् यच्छित्ततोदः कृपयानीदं विदम् दुःख प्रभवानुदर्शना ततो विशेषं प्रतिपद्य निर्भयम् स्तेनात्मनापोदलमूर्तिरत्वरम् ज्योतिर्मयो वायुपेत्य काले वायवात्मनाखं बृहदात्मलिङ्गम् ज्ञानेन गन्धं रसनेन वैरसं रूपं च दृष्टाश्वसनं त्वचैव श्रोत्रेण चोपेत्य नभो गुणत्वं प्राणेन चापूतिमुपेति योगी सभूत सूक्ष्मेन्द्रिय सन्निकर्षम् मनोमयं देवमयं विकार्यम् संसाध्य गत्या सहतेन याति विज्ञान तत्त्वं गुणसन्निरोधम् तेनात्मनात्मानमुपैति एतां गतिं भागवतीं गतो यः स वै पुनर्नेह विसर्जतेऽङ्गः एते श्रुतीते नृपवेदगीते त्वया विपृष्टे च सनातने च ये वै पुरा ब्रह्मणा आहतुष्ट आराधितो भगवान् वासुदेवः
So our text 22-32. Please read the translation of text 22. Someone would like to read?
However, hoping if a yogi maintains desire for improved material environment, like transference or dropping of planet, Brahma Loka, or the achievement of the eightfold perfections, level outer space in the earth, where heart bless us, or a situation where the millions of planets.
So till now we have seen the path of a yogi who is not attached or he is not desiring for improved material enjoyments. But now the consideration is coming. If someone is still he is attached for improved material enjoyments and transference to the topmost planet, Brahma Loka, Satya Loka, and eightfold perfections, traveling outer space, all these things, what is achieved by the yogis who are desiring for all this. So therefore, we will see gradually that in the purport of the Prabhupada says that in the upper status of the planetary systems, there are facilities thousands and thousands of times greater for material enjoyment than in the lower planetary systems. So basically, in this purpose, one common thing Prabhupada elaborates in each purpose, that most of them, that one is a material world. The platform of this material world, the sense enjoyment, sense gratification, sense objects are available here. What we are desiring, the modern people or the scientists, what they are promising us, one thing, and above that, higher to that is that upper planetary systems where they are upgraded sense enjoyments, sense perfection, all these things we can get there. So these two considerations, one is this material world and then another is above that is upgraded material sense enjoyments. But then the point comes, even that is also material.
Even death is also material and has an end. Therefore, in the first canto we have seen, fifth chapter, tasyaiva heto prayuteto kovida nalabhate yat bhramatam uparyuta tallabhate dukkha padanyato sukham kalena sarvatra gaviraramasa. Narad Muni is saying to Vyasadev that in this material world, if you travel from the lowest planet to the highest topmost planet, miseries and happiness are predestined. They are inevitable. They will come one by one. After suffering, happiness will come. After happiness, sufferings will come. Both will come. So therefore, O my dear Vyasadev, you should seek for an intelligent person who has intelligence. He should seek for the real substance, which will not be found after traveling throughout all the planetary systems. What is that eternal, which is not temporary, that object we should seek for, we should search. So therefore they do not have to learn and practice a mystic process of yoga perfection in the upper planetary system to progress this way. Therefore, but the point of devotees, the devotees don't desire all this. One is about karmis, above that is the yogis, and then above that are the devotees. They don't desire all these things. Therefore, Vritra should be praised. And another common theme of the prayers of Bhagavatam we can see through our study of Srimad Bhagavatam. Different devotees come, different devotees praise to the Lord. So, few common themes are there. One is that they don't desire for liberation. In their prayers, one common criteria feature is that they are commonly means directly saying to the Lord, "Oh my dear Lord, we don't want liberation. We don't want mystic perfection. We don't want to be merged in the impersonal Brahman." Nanaka prishtam nacha param eshtam na sarvabhomam na rasadhipattam na yoga siddhim apunarbhavam va samanjasatva virahayyakam. With Vritrasura, he enlisted all these things what we are seeing here. Yoga siddhi apunar bhavamba sarvabhavam paramestyam, all these things he enlisted there, and he said clearly, naming them, that I don't want all this. What do I want? I just want to be a devotee. In the next verse he said manmanas, he said mamottamo shloka janeshu sakhyam samsara chakra dhamato swadharmati. I just want friendship with your devotees. This was the prayer of Vritrasura. And Vritrasura's prayer is one of the prayer in Bhagavatam which is very much recognized and very much appreciated by all other acharyas. And it is said we will read Chatushloki Bhagavatam in second canto. Second canto, 9th chapter, we will read Chatushloki Bhagavatam. And Vritrasura's four prayers in 6th canto, these are also considered Chatushloki Bhagavatam. Very important prayers by Vritrasura. Various acharyas gave wonderful commentaries to the prayers. In that prayers, what he is saying that I don't want all these things. I just want friendship with your devotees. Pralad Maharaj, Adhruva Maharaj also prayed same thing. Bhakti muhu pravahatam tvayi me prasandat bhuyad anantam hatam amalashayana. We can just brainstorm ourselves and we can just think that what is the purpose of our bhakti? What we are for what we have come here? What we are searching for? So we will come up with the idea or answers that we want Krishna prem, we want to see Krishna, we want to get the mercy of Krishna, all these things. But imagine about the condition of Dhruva Maharaj. He did hardcore meditation austerities for 6 months, and he pleased the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared in front of Dhruva Maharaj, standing in front of him, and asked him, "My dear child, whatever benediction you want, ask from me." So in our consideration, whatever we want, Dhruva Maharaj already achieved them. But in Dhruva Maharaj's consideration, what he wanted? He said, "I just want association of your devotees." Same theme, friendship and association with your devotees. So the acharyas gives commentary in that. Someone may say, "Okay, Dhruva Maharaj is a small kid, small child. He doesn't know what is the purpose of life, or maybe he doesn't know, or he is not thinking about crossing the ocean of material life or material world." So that they also give commentary that the Dhumara is saying the next line, Nese bhavat guna katha mritapana mattaha yenanja svolvanam uru vyasanam bhavabdi. He is telling that yena anjasa, anjasa means very easily, uru means very great, very big, vyasanam also again very big, gigantic or very difficult, bhavabdi. So bhavabdhim, the ocean of material existence, bhavabdhim. By the word bhavabdhim, we can imagine it's very gigantic ocean. And before that, he is using the preface, vyasanam, very difficult. And before that, another preface, uru vyasanam bhavabdhim. And then before that, he is saying anjasa, very easily. Very easily I will cross this uru vyasanam bhavabdhim. How? Niyase bhavat guna katha amrita bana mattaha. When I get the association of your devotees and I hear Krishna Katha, I become Pana Mattaha. I become absorbed in drinking the nectar of your topics. By that very easily I will cross the ocean of material existence. So thus he is answering to those people, those who are desiring that perfection of liberation. So the devotees like Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj, Pitu Maharaj, all these great devotees, Kunti Maharani, Parikshit Maharaj, throughout Srimad Bhagavatam, we can see their prayers. And one common theme is that they don't want mystic perfection, they don't want liberation. Text 23, please someone.
Transcendental bliss are concerned with the spiritual body. As such, by the strength of their devotional service, austerities, mystic power, and transcendental knowledge, their movements are unrestricted. Within and beyond the material worlds. The fruity workers or the gross materialists can never move in such an unrestricted manner.
The main point is here, so these people about whom we are talking, they are at least, they are higher than the karmis. Karmis means, first there is materialists. There is difference between materialists and there is difference between karmis. Materialists means those who are interested in sense enjoyment in this material world. They just want to enjoy their sense and different kind of sense enjoyments in this material world. They are not thinking about life after death, next world. Their only consideration is this world. They are totally gross materialist, atheist, all these things come under this category. And above that is the karmis. Who are the karmis? This karmis, they aim at the next world, the next life, life after death. The pious activities are ritualistic. All these pious sakam karma, basically sakam karma only. So their aim is to enjoy in the heavenly planets, not in this material world. So they do pious activities and they do sarvaja donation and austerities, rituals.
And
karmakanda. Their aim is life after death. First, someone whose aim is life before death, life after death. And above that, or higher than that, are the people we are talking here. They are the Viratrup worshippers, the yogis, Viratrup meditators. They are better than that, those karmis. Because, why? Because by the strength of the devotional service, they also do devotional service, they also do austerities, they also do mystic power, they try for them, practice them, and transcendental knowledge, and they are restricted, they have some restrictions. So they are, at least they are higher than these materialists and karmis. Text 24.
Okay. When such a mystic passes over the mystic way by the illuminating Sushumna to reach the highest planet of the Nagoda, he goes first to Vaishvanga, the planet of the deity of fire. Then he becomes completely cleansed of all contaminations, and thereafter he still goes higher to the circle of the sons of Kishumara to relate to the Lord Hari, the personality of the world.
So then now he is. Shukdev Goswami is describing about those people who are meditating on the Virat Troopers. And now they are going for this Kramamukti step, gradual, so one by one, one step by one step. This is like local train, you can say local train and direct train. Local train stops in between each station. Direct train just goes, super fast train. So they are going with local train. So each step they will stop there. The first stop is Vaishvanara Loka. Or is Vaishvanara Loka? First they say Vaishvanara Loka is there. And this is said to be the planet of the deity of fire. This Vaishvanara Loka. Wherein he becomes completely cleansed of all contaminations. In the first step only he becomes cleansed. You find. And next stop is Shishumara Loka. And which is still higher. So this Shishumara Loka and all these things are clearly described in 5th Canto chapter 23. When we come there, we will see there, naturally described there. What is the character? So, here Prabhupada is saying that the polar star of the universe and the circle thereof are called the Shishumara circle. And there in the local residential planet of the personality of Godhead, Shridakshaya Vishnu is situated. So Shridakshaya Vishnu is situated, his planet is, or Shetadip, what you say, is situated there. Milky Way to reach Brahma Loka. Text 25. Dash. So next he goes to third stop, which is Maharloka, which is higher than Shishumaraloka, and Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, and it is called the level of Garbhadakshaya Vishnu. Text 26. So then he goes to third stop is Satyaloka. Not third. So it was fourth step. So it is said that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he gave us, first of all created this material world, then he gave us this human form of life. In Bhagavatam 11th canto he says to Uddhava, Nirdeyo Madhyam Sulavam Sudurlavam Plavam Sukalpam Guru Karnadhara. Maya anukulena nabas vateritam puman bhavabdhim na tadaswatma. He is saying here that nirdeha matyam sulavam sudurlavam. To attain this human form of life is very rare. Durlava manushya janma is saying. Is very rare. So he is saying that I have given this human form of life to the living entity easily. Sulavam sudurlavam. What is very rare we have got very easily. And then he said after attaining this material, in this material world, this human form of life, to make our life perfect is very easy. And therefore this human body is called as a boat, plavam. It's a boat. Plavam sukalpam, then we got the boat. Then what do we need next? Captain or the boatman. So who is the captain or boatman? Spiritual master. Guru Karunadhara. He gave guru also, spiritual master also, he only sent to us. And then what do we need? Favorable wind, that air, it should go come favorably, otherwise we can't go against it. So what is that? That is called Krishna's mercy, Lord's, his different scriptures, Vedic scriptures are compared to the favorable wind. Navasvote Vitam. And then he is telling that, I have given all these facilities to this living entity, and still, the living entity who doesn't take advantage of this, and wastes his material life, his human life, is Atmaha. He is just committing suicide. So similarly here he is telling that and it is said that all this creation is going on this material world, our life is going on. And at the end of one kalpa, when Ananta Shesh, Ananta Dev, Sankarshan, when he sees that these foolish living entities
they are still not taking advantage of this human life. They are still engaged in sense gratification. And he becomes very angry. And out of his anger, the fire emanates from his mouth. And with that fire, he just destroys all the lower planetary systems. And therefore it is said that Kalpa, that at the end, at the time of final devastation, the complete universe, the end of the duration of Brahma's life, a flame of fire emanates from mouth of Ananta. And it just destroys everything. So in Parpashila Prabhupada said that the authenticity of Vedic scriptures are like Srimad Bhagavatam. All the scriptures, they are authentic. Like here he is explained clearly that in that Vedic scriptures also we have already described that there are solar system is there and this Maharloka, Satyaloka and above that. So someone, the statements of Srimad Bhagavatam are accepted by great acharyas like Sridhar Swami, Ramananda Acharya, Vallabha Acharya and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specially accept Srimad Bhagavatam as the spotless Vedic authority. And as such, no sane man can ignore the statements of Srimad Bhagavatam. So therefore, he is saying that we should accept the authority of Srimad Bhagavatam and Vedic scriptures. All these things are already described in Vedic scriptures. So we need not break our head to endeavor ourselves and know them. And text 27 is describing about the nature of Satya Loka. Can someone read it? So the nature of Satyaloka is given here. What is the nature of Satyaloka? So there is no old age, no death, neither bereavement, no pain of any. Only the one thing is there. This is compassion. Compassion or feeling of compassion means, Acharya saying it's like Vyajastuti. Vyajastuti means indirectly saying something. So indirectly they are saying that still some miseries are still there. One has to still suffer there. Answers of possible miseries in the material world. So the Parpashila Prabhupada is describing about the Vedic knowledge has to be received by the psychic succession. This is very important. What another common theme of Srila Prabhupada's Bhakti Vedanta purports throughout Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and different purports and different books, that Vedic knowledge has to be accepted only through disciplic succession. Just like in the previous chapter, I think, or in the first chapter, Prabhupada explained that just like we can't be a doctor by reading a medical book in our house. We can't be an engineer just by ourselves studying. We have to go to engineering institution, first go to a kindergarten school, then primary school, high school, higher secondary school, college, university, and then you get a certificate, a degree. Similarly, we have to go to an institution to a teacher who has realized that knowledge, spiritual knowledge. That is called spiritual master, Acharya. So that knowledge is coming through the disciplic succession to us, what we can easily achieve there. And therefore Prabhupada here explains that it is said that one should not become a Brahmana before one can understand the Vedic statement. And this stricture is as important as the stricture that no one shall become a lower who has not qualified himself as a graduate. So same thing is explaining here. We have to be Brahmanas. Also here says that one cannot read the Vedic scriptures unless one is a Brahmana. What does it mean that? Previously the first country Prabhupada explained that there is an injunction clearly and said that the Vaishya, Shudra, Sriya, Shudra, Tatha, Vishyas, they cannot read the Vedas, they cannot read the Vedic scriptures. Only Brahmanas can read the Vedic scriptures. Someone may say that it's very cruel. Why only Brahmanas? Why that is discrimination, racism? But the point is, there is no racism, no discrimination given here. Because also Bhagavatam and scriptures say that who can be a Brahmana? A Brahmana is never just by birth.
the brahmana can be by his quality. Yasya yallakshanam proktam. In certain kinds of Navadvipa clearly explains it. By lakshana, by symptoms, by qualities, by nature, characteristics, one can be brahmana. Text
28. And one after another, he gradually attains stages of existence. Conversely, gradually, feared, knowing, early, until he reaches the inferior stage.
So here he is telling about the passing through that five Mahabhutas, Panch Mahabhutas, one by one. They surpass them, they cross them. So here Prabhupada Kushila Prabhupada is saying that there are three types of perfection. Anyone who can reach Brahmaloka or Satyaloka by dint of spiritual perfection and practice is qualified to attain three different types of perfection. What are three those different types of perfections? One is one who has attained a specific planet by dint of pious activities, attains places in terms of his comparative pious activities. Means after going there, if someone has desire for ruling over this different planetary systems, and he goes to different planetary systems. But if someone he is not attached to any other planetary systems, but he wants to stay in Brahmaloka, Satyaloka, with Brahma, then he stays there, and he is liberated at the end of life of Brahma, and at the end of Brahma's lifetime. Brahma attains liberation, then this living entity also attains liberation. They go there. And then third one is that, but one who attains the place by dint of devotional service is specifically mentioned here. Here what they are mentioning here is about devotees in relation to how he can penetrate into the different coverings of the universe and thus ultimately disclose his spiritual identity in the absolute atmosphere of supreme existence. So Acharyas are saying, Sridhar Swami is also specifically saying that this is discussed about the devotees only. So these three kinds of they are getting. Sridhar Swami also confirms that a part of the material nature after being initiated by the Lord is known as the Mahatattva. In first canto also Srila Prabhupada said in the purport, the Mahatattva means what? It's like a cloud in the sky, in the clear sky, just like cloud. A fractional portion of that Mahatattva is called the false ego. A portion of the ego is the vibration of sound, and a portion of sound is atmospheric air. A portion of the air atmosphere is turned into forms, and the forms means one by one, we will see later also. These components are there. Earth, water, fire, ether, air, one by one. One is part of another. Gradually they are described there. And thus, and all this combined together constitute the cosmic phenomena. All this combined together, cosmic phenomena. Text 29. So then come the five tanmatras or the five sense objects, and then after he goes for the sense objects, and clearly finally he goes that ahankar mahatvatyam pradhan. Please read someone.
After this, all egoism is merged with Mahatma.
then he pierces through the mahankar, mahatattva and pradhana. So this purport is very important. Prabhupada described the watering the bhakti lata. Wonderful purport here. Throughout the Bhagavad, he describes that actually this is describing Chaitanya Charitamrita in Sanatana Shiksha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described about Brahmanda Bhumite Kuno Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. All these living entities in this Brahmanda, they are wandering one after another planets and one after another species of life. And finally, by the mercy of Guru, spiritual master and Krishna, they are getting this Bhakti Lata Beach, the seed of devotional service. And then what he has to do? Mali Huya Koreshei Bij Aropom Shravano Kirtan Jole Koroe Shechon. We will go there at the end. What proper can come there. So therefore he should be mindful of the following considerations. We can just read these things. One by one we can read this. Please someone go for it. 1, 2, 3, 4, you can read them.
Reference by one, the treat of pure devotee may be likened to the mad elephant who possesses a very good garden and good people.
Next.
What must be the real character to guard himself against self-consciousness and the treat of pure devotee? Just as one is protected by people by all around him, they will see.
Next.
It's so happened that by the watering process on bricks are also grown, and unless such a bricks are approved by the meditation of the living creeper or the creeper of Bhakti Yoga may be conquered.
Next.
Actually, these bricks are material enjoyment, working of the same to the absolute, you know, separate individual beings and many other desires in the field of instant
Next.
If sufficient care is not taken, then the watering process may or will help to breed the weeds, stunting the healthy growth of the main creeper and resulting in low fertilization, to ultimately require land the law of God.
Next.
The devotee must therefore be very careful to observe the different weeds in the main creeper. Only then will the healthy growth of the main creeper not be stunted.
Yeah, next.
And by so doing, the devotee is able to relish the fruit of the love of God and thus live practically with Lord Krishna, even his life, and be able to see the Lord from every step.
So, this is the graph Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us, that what it takes to reach from the beginning to end, the beginning point to the end point. The beginning point is the living entity is wandering this material world, and from this point to attain Krishna Prem, love of Godhead. So, just see here what Prabhupada said in the that we may also remember in this connection that the process of gradual emancipation, which is described till now, by the devotees in the manner of mentioned above, although authoritative, is not visible in the present age because of people's being primarily unaware of yoga practice. Means, till now what process is described here, it is not practical for us in this particular age of Kali Yuga. We are not fit for all this yoga process, going through difficult, hardcore austerities. So therefore Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us the easiest process, easiest path. Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes in Navadvip Dham, Navadvip Bhav Taranga, and this Navadvip Dham Paritya, Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, that the parents, they have very soft corner for whom? They have 3-4 children. The youngest child, who is, maybe he is a little bit crippled, he is very weak. The parents will have the most affection for that child. And they will try to protect that child and always take care of that child.
So similarly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that we are the youngest son, youngest child, children of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this Kali Yuga. And we are the weakest in Kali Yuga. Therefore, Krishna was thinking, he was describing it as a poetic way, Krishna was thinking in that time that in Satya, Treta and Dwapar, all these yugas, the people had their at least little bit qualities they had. And they were doing different ritual process. But in this Kali Yuga, they are so wretched. And they are so weak. They don't have any qualities. So how can I deliver them? And then he is telling that the Lord is thinking that a doctor, he gives medicine according to the intensity of the disease. My father is a doctor, homeopathic doctor. So I have some disease, some skin disease. Till now it's there, and I became disgusted with my father. I said, what is this? He just keep on increasing the dose. I said, no, it's not working. Okay, let's increase. So they just increase the dose according to the intensity. So then the Supreme Lord is thinking similarly like this. Currently in Kali Yuga, the intensity of this disease is so high that all these simple medicines will not work now in this Kali Yuga. So then he was thinking, what can I give? So then he was thinking, that name of me, which I confidentially kept hidden in Golok Vrindavan, that form of mine, which I kept hidden confidentially in Golok Vrindavan, and that place, which I kept hidden, all these things I should manifest now. And therefore he came here with the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, with Navadvip Dham, and his form, wonderful, beautiful form is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is he says here that all these things till now I have kept hidden in my place. And very mercifully he gave us this process of devotional service, Bhakti Lata Beach, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So now the point is, we have got, yes, we were like other living entities, we were wandering in material world. Maybe I can tell about myself, maybe you, maybe Nitya Siddhas or Kamindram, I don't know, I can't comment like this. Some of you might be, whatever. I don't know who came from where. But I can say about myself, I was wandering and then at least I got it. So now I am thinking that, okay, this is very easy, I got this path of devotional service and Prabhupada gave me. And just easy, just I can just stick to this process. We can often give the example. This is like a ship in the ocean. Just be in the ship, one day it will reach the shore. Yeah, it's true. One day the ship will reach its shore. And Prabhupada gave us a process of chanting 16 rounds. He said, just chant minimum 16 rounds, follow four regulatory principles, and you will go back to Godhead in this lifetime. So Prabhupada gave lecture in the class. Afternoon session, Jayadvita Maharaj was there, the Brahmachari. He asked Prabhupada, you just said in the morning, just chant 16 rounds and follow four regulatory principles and you will go back to Godhead in this lifetime. Is it true? Prabhupada became so bold. He said, yes, why not? In this lifetime you will get it. And we are saying in Mayapur Dham, overall. And everything is fine. But the process, the point is it everything? Is it everything just what we have heard till now? Yeah, this is everything, but something is still there. This is like in puja time or different time, they give the big sale, big discount in shopping mall or market. The 50% discount, 10% discount, 80% discount. But at the corner they put asterisk mark, condition applied. So we have also been given this process, wonderful. Go back to Godhead in this very lifetime, attain Krishna Prem, but condition applied. What is that condition? Aikantika Nishtha. Unflinching. We will come later one paper also proposing. Unflinching Achala Bhakti. Unflinchingly fixed spontaneous attraction. That we have to get. And therefore he is saying all this. Otherwise, why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying all these things, that you have to protect from the mad elephant, you have to keep the fence around, you have to water the seed, and you have to take out the woods. So this is also an important aspect what we do, how we do, why we do. Everything scientific process is given here. So therefore, it is promised to us that we will attain back to God, go back to God, attain Krishna prayer. Everything is true. But only thing is, we have to be sincerely doing all these things. Jagadananda Pandit, one of the intimate associates of Mahaprabhu, he wrote a wonderful book called Prema Vivartam. So he is telling that in that book, Kutinati Charanam Karaha Sharal Gaurabhaja Lokorakha Ekotri Nishfal. He is saying, my dear friend, please give up all this duplicity and be simple. Gaurabhaja Lokorakha. Gaurabhaja means doing devotional service. Lokorakha means still continuing our material life, social activity, social life. Both goes ill together. Incompatible. Hoy Gaur Bhajan Hoy Loko Bhajavai Ek Patre Dui Kabu Nahar Rohe Ek Thai. He is telling, either you serve Lord Gauranga, either you follow devotional service as taught by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or you do your material life. You can't do both together. Ek Patre Dui Kabu Nahar Rohe Ek Thai. Both cannot be contained in one patra, one vessel. Both cannot come together. Jogai bole jodi ekonishto na hoibe, instilling if Jagannatha Pandit is saying, if you don't be ekonishto, this unflinching devotional service, unconditional devotional service without any other motivations, anya vilashita shunya, then what happens? Dui naye nodipare durdosha lagibe. He said, you will get the miseries of just, we can try crossing the Ganges, going with two boats. Can we cross the Ganges or can we cross the boat, cross the river with two boats? So he is saying you will get the same result. So this is the main key point, is that so everything is given there to us. It's like open secret, it is said. What is the meaning of open secret? I mean, this is a secret, but this is open to all. But nobody can understand it. So this chanting the holy name, he said that there is no other hope other than the holy name. This is the open secret. And just by taking shelter of the holy name unflinchingly, unconditionally, wholeheartedly, we can perfect our life. It's open secret. It's given to us, openly said in all the lectures, in all the books, everywhere it is said, but still we cannot understand it. It's still a secret to us. So this bhakti is also like open secret. It's condition applied. So we have to. So this is not that we just somehow or other just stick here in association or whatever. We can do anything and everything, and we can expect that at the end of life we are attaining the perfection. No. Prabhupada wanted us to do it seriously and sincerely. And also he said there are three stages in the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. The first stage is offensive chanting, aparad yuktanam. Second stage is reflective stage, namahash and chanting of the holy name. And then third stage, offenseless chanting, shuddhanam. So it is said that even in the second stage, namahash, there only one can be free from all this contamination, can be free from this bondage in material world. In namahash stage only, one need not have pure nam, shuddhanam, in order to be free from material world. Just by namahas, one can get all this liberation also. There is a long discussion, nice discussion in Chaitanya Charitamrita between Haridas Thakur and other people here. Haridas Thakur is describing here that only by namahas we can attain mukti. So one person was there, I think Gopal Chakravarti, somebody was there, and he argued there. He said, no, how can it be possible? In different scripture it is said about mukti, so difficult, so it's not easily attained, and you are just saying about tamavas only, it's easily available. Haridas Thakur said yes. So then he said, okay, if it is true, then I will cut my nose, something he said. And after a few days he got some leprosy and his nose was cut off, like something like that. And then if by namavas only we attain that, then what to talk about the Shuddha Naam, pure name of. Another thing, important aspect here, we speak
when you speak of hearing and chanting, it means that not only should one chant and hear the holy name of the Lord as Rama Krishna, or systematically the 16 names of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But one should also read and hear the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of devotees. This is another wonderful, important point. Is that many devotees say that, okay, Shravanam Kirtanam Mahaprabhu say, I am chanting 16 rounds, that's fine. But here Rogan clearly is saying it. Shravanam Kirtan, Kirtanam doesn't mean only chanting the holy name. Also to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, hear Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and also to speak, glorify the Supreme Personality of God, His name, form, qualities, in past time, so Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is one very important aspect. Otherwise, what happened? I'm just summarizing it, what he said here. Otherwise, the weeds come, Upashaka comes, and Bhakti Lata Beej, it is choked, it is not seen. So, over the period of time, 10 years, 20 years of Krishna consciousness in your bhakti, we may think that externally there is a big garden, Bhakti Lata garden, not Bhakti Lata Beej, Bhakti Lata garden is there. But actually, it is not garden, it's weeds garden only, Upashaka Bagicha. Upashaka garden only. Bhakti Lata is gone. So externally it was the, I mean, big devotee, senior devotee in the movement, influential devotee. But if there is Bhakti Lata is not there, therefore we can see actually this is the main route, we can say. Systematically Mahaprabhu gave us. So there is no difficulties, no situation, no problems in our life, or we can see in our outside world or inside our movement, which is not explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and the purport of Srila Prabhupada. Everything is systematically, scientifically explained here. Everything can be answered from here. Srila Prabhupada, I was hearing recently, when I think Ban Maharaj and other some of the sannyasis of Gaudiya Math, they went to West for preaching. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur sent some of his disciples to West for preaching, and they came back not being so successful. And when they came to the airport, so I think airport or wherever, airport or by boats they were, I don't know how they went there. So the Srila Prabhupada also went there to receive them. Srila Prabhupada and one of his brother, they went to their place to receive them. And from there they are coming to their temple with vehicle, with a car. So they are sitting there, and Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada was BS at that time. Srila Prabhupada and his other god brother who went to receive them were asking them, what happened there, what was the preaching? And they were explaining that, oh, they were asking us such difficult questions, practical questions which we could not answer. So Srila Prabhupada said, what kind of question which cannot be answered from Srimad Bhagavatam? What kind of question can there be which cannot be answered from Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam? So that was the conviction of Srila Prabhupada. At that time when he was a Grihastha only, that was the conviction that anything and everything of life, all the problems, all the questions, all the difficulties of life can be answered, solved from Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita. Text 31.
And satisfaction in this constitutional state. Whoever is able to innovate such total perfection is never again attracted by this material world and agree never occurs.
So this is the text where it is in final destination. Finally what he attains, Brahman realization, and then. So in the purport of Srila Prabhupada saying the same thing here, same theme. Attaining pure love of God is the real perfection. Bhagavati Gatim, here he is saying. Bhagavatim Gato. Gatim Bhagavatim. Etam Gatim Bhagavatim. What is that Bhagavati Gatim? Etam Bhagavatim. Gatim Bhagavatim. So we should specially note in this verse the description of Gatim Bhagavatim. To become merged in the rays of the Parabrahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead as desired by the Brahmavadi impersonalist is not Bhagavatim perfection. Means, this is not the gati which is attained by the Brahmavadis, Nirvisheshvadis, or the impersonalists. This is attained by the devotees of the Lord. bhakti, bhaktas. The Bhagavatas never accept merging in the impersonal rays of the Lord, but always aspire after personal association with the Supreme Lord in one of the Vaikuntha spiritual planets in the spiritual sky. One of the Acharya, I think Prabhupada said, Kaivalyam narakayate tridasha purakasha pushpayate. He said, for a devotee, at last he said, Yatkaranna kataksha vaihavatam stam gaurameva stumaha. The devotee who has got the mercy of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for him, Kaivalya means merging in the impersonal rays of Supreme Personality of Godhead, is like hellish. Kaivalyam narakayate. Is like hellish. He is very fearful of that. A devotee hears about that. Nabati Dham Mahatmya only. Nabati Bhav Taranga. Bhakti Vinod Thakur explains that. In his Bhav, in his meditation, he is doing Parikrama of Nabati Dham. I think in later in that Nidaya, this Rudradip, when he goes there, he says that he meets with one beautiful woman. She comes to him and she says him that I am Sajujya Mukti, impersonal liberation. And I am crying here, I don't have any customer, nobody is accepting me. And when Bhaktivinoda Thakur heard, Bhaktivinoda Thakur got fainted. He got fainted here. So then the devotees are so much fearful of this Sajujya Mukti, impersonal liberation. So they cannot imagine. So why is that? So Prabhupada is saying here, it's like that, the fish of a river fish, a small fish or whatever, when the fish of a river goes to the ocean, great ocean, it cannot stay here long, long time. It again comes back to the river. Similarly, it is saying that they are like the river fish. These impersonal is the river fish. They want to go to this Karanodak Samudra, the casual ocean, or they want to merge in that impersonal rays. But there is no happiness. There is no sensitivity, there is no ananda. And living entities by nature, there is Satchit Ananda. Ananda Maya Bhyasat. Prabhupada, many times he said in the Bhagavad Gita, by this scripture it is explained. So because there is no Ananda, so therefore they come here. No, therefore they have to again come from here. Prabhupada also said, all the Ananda has been evaporated. Second is, Prabhupada is saying that we should further note in this verse that the two words, Shantam and Anandam, which denote that devotional service of the Lord can really bestow upon the devotee to important benedictions, namely peace and satisfaction. Krishna Bhakta Nishkam Atayeva Shanta Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Shakoli Vashanta. Because a devotee of the Lord has no other ulterior motivations, therefore he is Shanta. He doesn't have any what called agitations. So there is a verse, I don't know what the source, unknown, I heard it from a devotee that Ashanam hi manushyanam kvachid ascharya shinkhala yaya baddha pradhavanti mukaha tishtati panguvat. So there is a shekel, or there is a chain of desire. That is very wonderful chain. Generally, we all are sitting here. We are not bound here, not chained, shackled here. So if I want, I can run, I can go anywhere and be here. But if someone binds me with a rope or with a shackle, with a chain, then I cannot move. This is the nature. But he is telling that the chain of desire is so amazing that the person who is bound with the chain of desire, he runs very fast behind his desire, desired goal. And the person who is not bound, he is free from the chain of desire, he is peacefully sitting, Shanta. He doesn't have any desire. So this Kachit Ascharya Shinkhala. There is a wonderful bhajan of Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Kalyan Kalpataru, where wonderfully he described the desire for liberation, desire for other forms of gratification. At the end he says, Atoevo Asha Pash, that Pash or this rope of shekel of desire, Jahe hoy sharbonash, which ruins everything, which is cause of destruction of us. Hridaya hoite rakho dure, can keep that aside from our heart. Akinchana bhava loye, akinchana means totally surrendered to the Lord. Chaitanya charanashraye bash kara sada shantipure.
reside in Shantipur. So in Bengal you can see some different people, they have their houses. The name is Shantipur Villa, Shantipur House, something like that, they give their name of the house. But real Shantipur is what? The heart, he is saying. Bas karo sada Shantipur. But there is no desire. So attainment of love of Godhead means complete freedom from all other attraction. So this is the point we all are discussing till now. Attainment of love of Godhead means complete freedom from all other attractions. At the end, Prabhupada is summarizing everything. To be more clear, if one wants to attain the stage of love of Godhead, he must give up all desires for material enjoyment, he should refrain from worshipping any of the demigods, and he should devote himself only to the worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He must give up the foolish idea of becoming one with the Lord and the desire to have some wonderful powers just to get the ephemeral adoration of the world. The pure devotee is only favorably engaged in the service of the Lord without any hope of emolument. Emolument. This will bring about love of Godhead or the stage of Shantam and Anandam as stated in this verse. This will only bring Shantam and Anandam. Text 32. Please read some more.
Your Maharshi Maharaj Parikshit, know that all that I have described in reply to your proper inquiry is just according to the version of the Vedas. And it is eternal truth. This was described personally by Lord Krishna and Brahma, with whom the Lord was satisfied upon being properly worshipped.
So here they are clearly saying that two paths are over described. One is the path of gradual process, another is direct process, swift process. So in both are described, the point is link here is that, so they may ask, or Parikshit Maharaj may ask from the Vishnu, so this is your conclusion, and he is saying that no, this is conclusion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He only taught this in the Vedas to Brahma. And these two paths are described here. And he is giving some quotation from Bihadag, Aranyaka Upanishad. So the modern scientists are also authorities for the common man for some scientific truths. The common man follows the version of the scientists. This means that the common man follows the authority. So we have experience, those who studied with science. When I went to the lab, practical lab, physics lab, so they were given different theories like this gravitation force, the G, 9.8 meter per second squared. So I still remember that they gave us to count that. And the 9.8 meter per second squared is the standard measurement or standard result. So there the teacher said us that, okay, you just try to do the experiment. And so various people were coming with various results, 9.8, 9.7, 9.10, 9.8.1, something like that. But one who was coming closer to that 9.8 meter per second squared, his answer was considered correct. But the point is why? Because Sir Isaac Newton, he got it. So because Sir Isaac Newton, who is the Acharya of our physics, he got it, therefore we are following him. So even in physics, chemistry, mathematics, all this mundane science also, we are having some Acharyas. Whatever they say, we accept them as authority. So why not accept the Vedic sages, the saints, and our great Acharyas as the authorities of spirituality? So now we will see last section of this chapter, 33 to 37. Sadhana Bhakti is the best path of all paths. Now they are describing, it is said, till now you were describing these two paths, and previously also it is said that because in that assembly there were many other sages who are following different paths, so to satisfy them or to clarify everything, he was describing all these things. Now Shukdev Goswami, he is giving his own desire or his own opinion, what he believes he is telling now. So we will read the text from here. No hyatanya shivo bandha
विशतः संस्मृताभिः वासुदेवे भगवती भक्ति योग यतो भवेत्। भगवान ब्रह्मा कार्त्स्नेन किरण वीक्ष्य मनीषया तदध्य वसाकूटस्थ। भगवान ब्रह्मा कार्त्स्नेन किरण वीक्ष्य मनीषया तदध्य वसाकूटस्थ रतिरात्मन यतो भवेत्। भगवान सर्वभूतेषु लक्षितः स्वात्मना हरिः दृश्येत् बुद्ध्यादिभिः द्रष्टा लक्षणैरनुमापकैः तस्मात् सर्वात्मना राजन् हरिः सर्वत्र सर्वदा श्रोतव्यः कीर्तितव्यश्च स्मर्तव्यो भगवन्द्रिणाम्। पिबन्ति ये भगवतात्मनो सताम् कथामृतं श्रवणपुटेषु सम्भुतम् पुनन्ति ते विषयविदूषिताशयम् व्रजन्ति तच्चरणसरोरोहन्तिकम्। दिस् इस् संभृतम्, इट्स् रिटन् इन् दिस् बुक् संभृतम्। सो टेक्स्ट् 33 is the translation.
For those who are wandering in the misty universe, there is no more all precious beings of prayer is than what it means that the direct devotional service of the Lord.
So now he is giving conclusion that but bhakti yoga is all auspicious, the easiest path and all auspicious. There is no failure, there is no difficulties in the path of bhakti yoga. 11th canto Krishna says, explains that yan asthaya naro raja no pramadeta karhiche bhavan nimille vanetre na skalet na patetiha. Bhakti yoga is like a royal road where he is saying that if you close your eyes and if you run there, there is no trip, no fall down. This is like this. So but why you say that we say devotees fall down? Some devotee left ashram, we say fall down, or something happened, we say fall down. So actually speaking, there is no fall down in bhakti. There is slow down in bhakti. It is not fall down, it is like slow down. Just like we say, I have a locker here. Inside that locker in the trunk, I have lots of jewels, lots of money, lots of valuable things, valuable stuffs. So I just lost the key. I don't have the key with me anymore. But that doesn't mean that the valuable things inside that is lost. These are still there inside. I don't have the access. I lost the access. So similarly in bhakti, when you do offense and when you say apparent fall down, that means we just lost the key, lost the access to our account of bhakti. But our account of bhakti is eternal. Name bhakti apranashyati. The bhakti of the bhaktas is never perished. It's imperishable. The Lord says in different places. So therefore, whatever we do, and in Krishna consciousness, this is eternally fixed, deposited in our account. This only increase, it never comes down. Whenever we get, that means even in offenses also, so when we do offenses, we may go millions of lifetime behind. It may slow us for millions of lifetime. But after millions of lifetime also, when we again Guru Krishna Prasad Paya Bhakti Lata Bhij, again we get the Bhakti Lata Bhij, again we get the access, again we start from that very same place. This is the, therefore there is no fall down in bhakti. This is the all auspicious.
And actually, it is first Kanta also Acharya explained in different places they explain. For saying it clearly, I can say, we can say it's like this. So Bhakti Yoga is just like this. We have different processes, Karma Yoga, different Gyan Yoga. Suppose X. X is equal to Karma, Gyana. You can read it. Karma, Gyana, Ashtanga, all these things we can say X. So now we can say X plus Bhakti equal to in order to achieve the result, promised result of X, that means Karma Yoga, Gyan Yoga, Ashtanga Yoga, whatever we can say. In path of Karma, they give us some promise that you follow this path, you will get that result. You will get that destination. If you follow Gyan, you will get that destination, get that perfection, whatever. Ashtanga also was. So in order to get that desired or promised result of this X, we need the support of Bhakti Yoga. Without the shelter of Bhakti Yoga, we cannot get the even get the promised result of X. And X minus Bhakti equal to zero. We can't get anything. But in the case of Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga doesn't need the help support of X, Karma, Gyana, Bhakti. Therefore, in the first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, we saw Janmadi Asta Yatahan Vayaditaraha Chartheshu Vighvasura. So, Vishwanath Chakravarti has given 5 meaning of that verse in this commentary. The last meaning was This text indicates Bhakti Yoga. Janmadi Yassa Yataha. This Bhakti Yoga by whom the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes to us. Janma Yadi Astayataha. Itarayat Anvayadi Tarataha. Directly or indirectly. This Bhakti Yoga only with the combination of X, it takes the name of Karma Yoga and Gyan and different things. Charteshu Abhigya Swarat. And this Bhakti Yoga is Swarat, Swatantra. It's like a king. Bhakti Yoga is like a king. Bhakti Yoga doesn't need any support for any other yogas. That's why it is the king, the samrat, the emperor, and also the processes. Another thing, it is described that in Bhakti Yoga also, Acharyas, they divided it into three steps, three types of bhakti, or three stages, three types we can say. Guni Bhuta Bhakti, Pradhani Bhuta Bhakti, and Kevala Bhakti. For example, just someone gave me milk, one glass of milk. So now we know, nowadays milk means there is a mixture of water. So now the point is, how much mixture of water is there? 100%? The glass is filled 100%. Of the 100% quantity, if 80% milk and 20% water, what we will say? We will say milk mixed with water. Jala Mishrita Dugdha, we can say it. Milk mixed with water. But if 80% water and 20% milk, what we can say? Water mixed with milk. Dugdha Mishrita Jal. Similarly, this Bhakti plus X. X means Karma, Gyan, Yoga, whatever. So there is Karma Mishra Bhakti, Gyan Mishra Bhakti, Yoga Mishra Bhakti, and opposite side you can say Bhakti Mishra Karma, Bhakti Mishra Gyan, Bhakti Mishra Yoga. So if Bhakti is prominent and Karma Yoga Gyan is less, then we can see Karma Mishra Bhakti, Gyan Mishra Bhakti, Yoga Mishra Bhakti. And if that is called Pradhani Bhuta, and lower than is Guni Bhuta. If Bhakti is less prominent and Karma Gyan and Yoga is more prominent, then we can say Bhakti Mishra Karma, Bhakti Mishra Gyan, Bhakti Mishra Yoga. And above that everything is Kevala Bhakti, means pure Bhakti. There is no mixture at all. So three stages, Guni Bhuta, Pradhani Bhuta, and Kevala Bhakti. So now we have to decide that, or we have to think carefully to which point and to which stage we are currently in. So Acharyas is in different paths, they emphasize on different processes, different stages, different types. Our Sampradaya,
Brahma Madhva Kuriya Sampradaya. Like in Madhva Sampradaya, they emphasize on the Gunibhuta. Ramanuja Sampradaya, they emphasize on just Pradhanibhuta. But our Sampradaya, we emphasize on Kevala Bhakti. Nirapekshaka Bhakti, Nirapeksha Bhakti, they say. And especially Bhaktisiddhanta Sarvajagur clearly he emphasized on that and clearly again and talked about that. And he said the sannyasis and brahmacharis, they are made for this Kevala Bhakti. Because they don't have any other duties to do, material duties. But at least for the grihasthas, he said he expected them to come to the point of Pradhanibhuta Bhakti. Means bhakti is prominent. And karma, jnana and yoga, that means that is for what? Just for maintaining our body. Just for livelihood. Whatever it takes to lead our life. And other acharya also said how explained it clearly that it depends on the time. We can say more clearly, we can say like some non-devotees. They are karmis, jnanis, whatever. But they also we can say sometimes at the morning they wake up and they take bath, sometimes they read Bhagavad Gita one two shlokas, or they do some worship, they put some agarbatti, some incense, something like this. And they could do their whole activities. So their bhakti is only 10 to 15 minutes a day. But prominently they are doing other activities. So they are this, we can say this, bhakti mishra karma jnana and yoga. But those who are prominently doing bhakti, but for livelihood they are doing some karma jnana bhakti, some material job or whatever. They are this karma jnana yoga mishrita bhakti. So at least we should try to come to this point. Those who have other duties, material duties also, responsibilities. And therefore when they say this Kevala Bhakti, here they are expecting us that we give up all this material responsibilities. Avimishrita, we will see later. Acharya says this is Avimishrita Bhakti. It's pure Bhakti, not mixed at all. Text 34, is it? So now he is giving the evidence, support, reference. This is, I am not saying this, but Lord Brahma, who is the first living entity. Tene Brahma Rida Yuadikavi, Adikavi. He studied the Vedas for 3 times. How did he study? Scrutinizingly, examining them with attention. And then he, what was his conclusion? His conclusion was that this is bhakti, the path of bhakti is the topmost, the highest perfection of religion. This attraction of the supreme personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada said all the Brahmaji was to hear Vedic instructions directly from the personality of Godhead in order to satisfy the inquisitiveness of all prospective students of the Vedas. Brahmaji, just like a scholar, studied the Vedas 3 times as generally done by all scholars. Brahmaji also did that. And this was his conclusion. Text 35. So how to perceive the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is sitting in our heart and hypnotized in our heart, in our acts of seeing and taking help from the intelligence. Use your intelligence. This is the main thing of this purport, Prabhupada is saying again and again. How we can use our intelligence. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Daya Karaho Vichar. We have to use our intelligence. Vichar Korile Chitte Bhave Chamatkar. So it doesn't say just read and go ahead. We have to thoroughly, carefully analyze it, understand it. The Prabhupada said that in one of his letters that you should try and you should teach. He was writing to one of his leaders. He was telling that you should try yourself and teach others how to read our books from different angles, different perspectives, and analyze them scrutinizingly. So that is called vichar, that is called Bhagavad Vichar. So here he said that with the general argument of the common man is that since the Lord is not visible to our eyes, how can one either surrender unto Him or render transcendental loving service unto Him? How can that be possible? Such a common man, here is a practical suggestion given by this Vaishnava Sukhdev Goswami as to how one can perceive the Supreme Lord by reason and perfection. Reasoning and perception. So one Maharaj was explaining that in early days of Krishna consciousness, the Prabhupada disciples, they were thinking that Krishna consciousness means sarvadharman parityajya, so give up your intelligence also. Bhakti means don't think. So you are giving example that just like we would go for book distribution of Harinams and Kirtan, in the midway there is no petrol in our vehicle, we are stuck. So what we would think? We would think this is Krishna's desire, okay, we just sit here, start chant and that's all. But we would not think that this is our foolishness, we didn't check the petrol. So then the Sankirtan leader, he wrote a letter to Prabhupada. What does it mean Krishna consciousness? The Prabhupada replied that Krishna consciousness means using your intelligence and serve Krishna. So this is another common problem with this. We just say that don't think much, just do what we say. But he said no, Prabhupada clearly in the whole purpose wonderfully analyzed that. Use your intelligence, be rational. Speculation is good. He said mental speculation is not good, but philosophical speculation is good, Prabhupada said. Philosophically we can say what is that? But under the guidance of spiritual master. One year conversation was there of Srila Prabhupada with one scientist or something. Once I was reading. Then he said, I don't want to bow down in front of anybody. I don't want to bow down. So then Prabhupada was arguing with him and then he was saying, some disciple was saying, but in scripture says, Prabhupada stopped him. Said, don't talk about scriptures. Just be rational. Let us discuss with logic. Let us logically discuss it. How we should bow down to someone, up to Krishna. Then he was describing, he brought him to the point that we have to bow down in front of death at the end of our life. Nobody can escape death. So that he made him accept that. Everybody, man is mortal. You accept it? He said yes. So now, if you want to bow down in front of Lord, then you can escape that. The same theory, clear and so on. One devotee was explaining, Prabhupada disciple was explaining this. Many times Prabhupada would say like this, just keep aside your scripture and all this injunction. Just discuss logically or rationally how this Krishna consciousness is bona fide. So therefore in Bhagavatam, in 11th canto, says Shruti Pratyaksha Maitishyam Anumana Chatushtayam Pramaneshu Avasthana Vikalpasya, or something one verse there. Is it four pramanas? Shruti Pratyaksham Aitishyam Anumana. And also in 11th canto, few verses I collected once that it says that an intelligent person, he can analyze his material world and he can come to the conclusion. Even if he is not a devotee, even if he doesn't take shelter of the Vedas, scriptures, by analyzing this material world, he can come to the conclusion of the real truth. What is the Supreme Personality of Godhead exists and what is the inferiority of this material world. He can come to this conclusion. So, here Prabhupada says that we should not give up our rationality or our logic, but we should apply it. In that text, what we say, Chaitanya Charitamrita, so translation Prabhupada said, that apply all your logics to the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the text also, Purport also he said, Bhaktisiddhanta Sanjayagur says, someone may say that, okay, there are big donor, charitable personalities are there. So apply all your experience, apply all your logics to the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And you will be wonder struck. You will be struck with wonder. So he said, you apply all your logic there. So we can logically analyze Krishna consciousness and we can come to the same conclusion. That Krishna consciousness is the topmost, is the all auspicious. Text 36, please listen. So, Shrotavyaha, Kirtitavyashchaha, you hear about him, you speak about him, Smartavya, you remember about him, Bhagavan Vrinam. All the living entities, all the human beings, they should do this. So Shukdev Goswami begins this verse with the word tasmat, therefore. Walking, it is therefore essential. Means he is giving the conclusion after describing all this. Therefore it is essential. He is giving the conclusion here. Also they said that the word cha includes all the remaining processes or methods of Bhakti Yoga. Like here, kirtitabhyascha, shrotavya kirtitabhyascha smartavya, means shavanam kirtanam smaranam bandhanam path, all this ninefold devotional has been all are given here. Text 37, please read. So pibanti ye bhagavat bhagavata atmano pibanti, drink it. Previous also we saw in 1.1.3 it is said to drink. We have to drink Srimad Bhagavatam with our karna kutena rasya shavana kuteshu samvritam. And by this what happens? Punanti te vishara vidushitashayam. Our purpose of life is polluted by sense gratification. So polluted aim of life, Prabhupada says, the sufferings of human society are due to a polluted aim of life, namely lording it over the material resources. So this is the root cause of our suffering, polluted aim of life. So we have to purify the polluted aim of life by repeated hearing and chanting of Srimad Bhagavatam and the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We can drink Srimad Bhagavatam. So let it be. Thus the process of Bhakti Yoga directly accepted as suggested in these words by sufficient hearing of the transcendental message of the Lord, the material contamination is directly eliminated without one's attempting to contemplate the impersonal Virat conception of the Lord. So that means till now he was describing about the Virat Rupa. Now here in this section he is giving the conclusion that one who takes this process of Bhagavata Marga, Bhagavata Vidhi or Krishna Bhakti, he does not need not go through all this process of Virat meditation. He can purify himself like this. And by practicing Bhakti Yoga, if the performer is not purified from the material contamination, he must be a pseudo devotee. For such an imposter, there is no remedy for being freed from material entanglement. So after, I said, in Bhakti Yoga, if one is not free of material contamination, he is pretending. Later also it comes in this next chapter also it comes similar thing. So that means this devotional service, what process Srila Prabhupada gave us, this is just not meant just to stick to this and just follow it blindly or somehow or other. Somehow to grab hold of that. No, he said that you have to, method is to bring a change and transformation, make us free from contamination. If it does not happen, there is something wrong. So next chapter we will do, that chapter is not few verses are there. We will do the first 13 verses here. Pure devotional service, the change in the heart. So after describing all these first two chapters about Bhakti Yoga, devotional life, or devotional service superior to karma, gyan and other processes, yoga processes. Now in this chapter, he is saying that Bhakti Yoga is superior to demigod worship also. And finally, he is establishing the point is that Bhakti Yoga is topmost. The change in the heart. The chapter only says the change in the heart. So it is meant to change in the heart. Text 1. Shri Shuka Vacha. एवमेतन्नि गतिम् पृष्टवान् यद्भवान् मम क्रीडाभ्यन्त्रीयमानानां मनुष्येषु मनीषिणाम्. ब्रह्मार्म च सकामस्तु यजेत ब्रह्मणः पतिम् इंद्रमिंद्रिय कामस्तु प्रजा काम प्रजापति देवी मायास्तु श्री कामस तेजस कामो विभावसुम वसु कामो वसुं रुद्रान वीर्यो कामोथ वीर्यवान विश्वान देवान राज्य कामः अन्याद्य कामस्तदितिम् स्वर्ग कामो मोहोदिते सुतान् विश्वं देवां राज्य कामः साध्यां संसाधको विशां आयुष कामो अश्विनो देवौ पुष्टिकामो इलां यजेत् प्रतिष्ठा कामः पुरुषः रोदसीलोपमातरो रूपाभिकाम गंधर्वान् स्त्रीकामोऽप्सरो उर्वशीम् आधिपत्यकामः सर्वेषां यजेत परवेष्ठिनम् यज्ञं यजेत् यशस्कामः कोशकामः प्रचेतसम् विद्याकामः सुविदिशम् दाम्पत्यार्थमुमांसतिम् धर्मार्थ उत्तम श्लोकम् तन्तु तन्वन् पितृन् यजेत् रक्षा काम पुण्यजनान् अजस् कामो मरुद्गणान् राज्य कामो मनुं देवान् निर्झतिम् निर्धतिम् तविचरम् यजेत् काम कामो यजेत् सोमा कामः पुरुषम् परम् कामः पुरुषम् अकामः सर्व कामो वा मोक्ष कामो उदारधि तीव्रेण भक्ति योगेन यजेत पुरुषं परम् एतवानेव यजता इह निःश्रेयसोदयः भगवत्या चलो भावो यद्भागवत संगतः ज्ञानं यदा प्रतिनिवृत्ति गुणोर्विचक्रम् आत्म प्रसाद उत यत्र गुणेस्व संगः कैवल्य सम्मत पतस्त्वत भक्ति योगः को निर्वृतो हरि कथा सुरतिं न कुर्यात् शौनक उवाच इत्ताभिव्याडितं राजा निशम्य भरतर्षभः किमन्यत् पृष्टवान् भूय वैयासकीं ऋषिकविम्
As you have inquired from me, as you, as the beauty of the intelligent man who is on the threshold of death, so I have answered you.
So whatever you have asked, in according to that I have answered you. The text Prakatrava is describing that. It is said that Lord Krishna, out of his causeless mercy, prepared the Vedic literatures in the incarnation of Vyasadeva for reading by the intelligent class of man in a human society which is almost totally forgetful of the genuine relation with Krishna. Mayamukta Jivena hi Svataha Krishna Vyan Jivena Kripai Krishna Koilo Vyakura. This is by the causeless mercy of the Lord, this Bhagavad Gita and all the scriptures came. So this another manifestation of the causeless mercy of Lord is the scriptures. So we should definitely take great advantage of what we have. Please, someone can do the translation. Discuss about the main point he quotes from Bhagavad Gita, Kama says Jnana Prapadvantya Devata, that who worships demigod? Those who want easy things, easily they want to attain this sense gratification, material objects of sense gratification, they worship them. They are foolish, they are said to be foolish. Text 8 is in translation. Explain.
What desires the relation of the kingdom of the empire should worship the manus? What desires victory of an enemy should worship the demons? And what desires sense gratification should worship the moon? What desires nothing of material enjoyment should worship the supreme personality of the moon?
So, after saying all these things, he said, one who desires nothing of material enjoyment should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Till now they give the list. Whoever, whatever you want, whom to worship, for what? They get the list. At the end he is telling that one who desires nothing, they worship. But in the next verse what they are saying, please read it. So then in next text he is saying that, but one who is endowed with broader intelligence, he, irrespective of his desire, either he be akama, he doesn't have any desire, sarvakama, he has all desires, or moksha kama, or he attains liberation. If he is an udaradhi, intelligent person, he should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead only, not others. So my point is, why? Okay, akama we understand. Prabhupada also explained about the Akama Bhav. Akama is one who doesn't have any material desire. Jiva Goswami explains that desirelessness is bhajaniya parama purusha sukha. means they also have desire only to serve Lord. This is their only desire. This means that one should feel happy only by experiencing the happiness of the Supreme Lord. Just by pleasing the Supreme Lord, one should be happy. This is the desire, this is called akama, kama bhav. Otherwise, one cannot be desireless. Akama literally cannot be possible. One cannot be free from kama. One must have kama. What kama one should have? Just one should be a desire to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So there are two things. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu also described there. Desiring to please the Supreme Lord and desiring the Supreme Personality of Godhead to be pleased are the same. Desiring, I have the desire that I want to please the Lord. One desire. Another thing, I desire the Lord must be pleased with me. No. So there is the first step. The devotee even doesn't desire that the Lord must be pleased with me. He be pleased with me or not, I don't bother about that. My just attempt, aspiration is to please him. Aslishava padrata pinasumam. He be pleased with me or just gives up me. But I just want to serve him. This is the topmost desire of the Aur Acharyas, they explained that. So this is the akama bhav. And then Hoita said that then everybody should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead if they have. So because they are saying, although the Supreme Personality of Godhead doesn't give all these ordinary materials and certification, what he does, he may give them also, but he gradually purifies them by bhakti, by worshipping the demigods, if they achieve all these things. This is not like that at the end they become devotee, no. That we will get in the next verse also. But if they get the sense objects from Krishna directly, then by association with Krishna gradually, they become purified and they give up that desire also. The Chaitanya Charitamrita also described, this verse also confounded in lots of places, and they give the explanation of that. Different places that onnokami jodi kore krishnara bhajan naam agileho krishna tare dven sochana. If with other desire that serve Krishna and he doesn't want the lotus feet of Krishna, still Krishna gives him a lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna kohe ama bhoje mage bishoy shukh amrit chari bishomage shei boro murkh. Krishna is saying that he is serving me, worshipping me, and he is desiring for something else. He is the Mahamurt, a great foolish person. Amrit Shari Vishwamaki, he is giving up the nectar and he is desiring for some poison. So then he is telling, Ami Bhikkha Shai Murkhe Vishwai Kene Dibo. So I am intelligent person, he is a foolish. So why should I give him something dangerous to him? So children may want a blade or a knife to play with. He is a foolish. But the father is intelligent. He won't give the knife easily. He won't give the knife. The similar Krishna is saying, I am an intelligent person. Why should I give him this? So I won't give him this. Swa charanamrita diya vishoy bulai. He is saying, I will give my charanamrita and I will make him forget this vishoy. That's why he said, even if you have some desires, go to Krishna only. There is classic example. We heard Prabhupada narrating the story. One thief was there. So he heard in one katha that Krishna is in Vrindavan, playing with the gopas in the forest, in lots of jewels. So thief thought that, what I am doing here? Krishna is alone playing in that forest. I should go in that forest and just steal all the ornaments from him. So he went to Vrindavan and he had that intense desire that I should see Krishna. And he saw Krishna and he met Krishna, and Krishna said, oh, what do you want? And Krishna, he asked that, you are so rich, can you give me? So Krishna gave him this. But then he said, no, I don't want this. By the association of Krishna, he became pure. So therefore, they always say that whatever you want, just go to Krishna only. Now another point is, why did they say that? Okay, sarva kama and moksha kama. If say sarva kama, then what they need to say moksha kama separately? Because to indicate that moksha kama is more degraded than sarva kama. Desiring for material sense enjoyment is higher than desiring liberation, merging into the impersonal Brahman. So that's why it indicates that they are saying that. Moksha Kama is degraded than Sarva Kama. And they are also Sarva Kama. They are also desiring to be free from all these difficulties. This is the text 11. So, unflinchingly fixed spontaneous attraction, possible only by Sadhu Sangha. Satam Prasangam Mano Virya Sangha, which we discussed in the beginning also, only by the association of devotees we get to do Shravanam Kirtanam and start, get attraction to serve the devotees, serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then only we can get that desire to serve God, Krishna. So that's what they are saying, that this same point what we are discussing, that by serving the demigods also, worshiping the demigods, we don't get topmost benediction also. Only we get by the association of Sadhu Sangha and association of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Prabhupada is saying that the demigod worshippers, they are still higher than the atheists. They are still higher because at least they are following the process. Which is a common thing Prabhupada has said. Text 12. So transcendental knowledge in relation with Krishna. So another thing we what we say, that jnane prayasam udapasya namanti eva, they say is in Bhagavatam in different places. Prabhupada also says scholars in jnana marga, karma kanda, jnana kanda, kevalim, chakolo, vishara bhanda, they say. Everything is poison. So that jnana kanda and this jnana is different. That is bhakti anukula jnana, that is bhakti pratikula jnana. This is bhakti anukula jnana. Jnana of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Knowledge in relation with Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is desired. Bhaktivinoda Thakur clearly thoroughly explains all these points. That we should not give up that. Hari sambandhi vastunaha. Prapanchikataya buddhya hari sambandhi vastunaha. Mukshuvis parityaga vairagyam falgu vathyate. Whatever is related to Krishna, if we give them up, that is falgu vairagyam. Therefore, the jnana also, what is related to Krishna, is should be taken, bhakti anukula. So that, therefore it is called kaivalya marga, kaivalya pantha. This kaivalya and the kaivalya of impersonal liberation is not same. This kaivalya is the real kaivalya, they are saying. Kaivalya pantha, kaivalya marga. Hari patha and sarvina sutya personality of Godhead. Last text, please, in the translation.
Said, the son of Vyasdev, Srila Shruti Goswami, was a highly learned sage and was able to describe things in a word. Lord Maharaj Balch again inquired from him after hearing all that he had said.
So this starts the next section of the verse, which we will think of seeing the next class. So Prabhupada Prabhupada said he was a Kavi. 1626 quality one was Kavi. In that text, see, this point I was mentioning there. This implies that Bhakti Yoga may be perfectly administered without any mixture of Karma and Jnana. That we discussed this, Pradhanivita, Gunavuta and Kevala. So Bhakti Yoga should be perfectly administered without the mixture, Kevala Bhakti. This is desired. As the unmixed Sandre is very forceful and is therefore called Tibra, Tibrena Bhakti Yogena. Similarly, unmixed Bhakti Yoga of hearing, chanting, etc. may be performed by one and all regardless of inner motive. Therefore, they say Tibrena Bhakti Yogena. Our goal is this Pradhan, this Kevala Bhakti, Nirapeksha Bhakti, pure devotional service, unmixed, which is not mixed with anything. Abhimishrita Bhakti, Acharya says. So that we are here today. मिथिला श्रीमद् भागवत महापुराण की जगत गुरु श्री प्रभुपाद की समवेत गौर भक्तवृंद की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि को।
Their activities, specifically they do gyan work or their business.
They don't, they may not be able to.